April, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, as a childhood fan of Harry Potter, I mean, myself included, how do you feel about Rowling's comments?
Yeah, well, obviously disgusted, like so many other people. I think growing up LGBTI and going to school is pretty much universally a very difficult process. And so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if lots of other people also found some solace in fantasy novels, in escaping to other worlds and so on. So to see that writer become one of the most vocal people around the world as part of the backlash against the trans community is obviously outrageous and extremely disappointing.
Absolutely. And how have you seen the trans community respond to these tweets in the new book?
Yeah, well, I guess it started, well before this book came out, and in particular, writing an appalling extended document essay, raising all these so-called concerns, which are basically just conservative talking points wrapped up in some apparent concern for the safety of non-transgender women. And I think the whole trans community, and not just trans community, but most people who are progressive have been, just disgusted by all this. And I think J.K. Rowling has only dug her heels in more by writing a book which basically peddles one of the most disgusting tropes you can have about transgender people and trans women in particular, which is the idea that they are secretly men pose an ever-present threat to women. And I think this is just... does not belong at all in the world we are today.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such an age-old trope that has no bearing, and it's just wild seeing it kind of pop up again. How have you seen these anti-trans sentiments kind of echoed locally?
Well, this is part of why it's so important to take her on and to challenge her transphobias, because it's not just her. It's actually... she's only one of many politicians in particular around the world who are trying to weaponize transphobia to attack the left and to attack vulnerable, oppressed groups like transgender people. So, for example, here in New South Wales, where I live, I'm part of a campaign to kill the bills of Mark Latham, who is a right-wing politician who is moving bills in New South Wales Parliament to actually completely ban everything to do with trans issues, trans rights, and so on from schools, so that, for example, if you were a teacher or a counsellor or even an adult volunteering in the canteen at a school, you would be fired immediately if you were to, for example, support a trans student being bullied, if you were to use the correct pronouns of a trans student, and so on. And obviously, there's also... the Prime Minister who's complained about gender whisperers and so on in the classroom. So in that context, where trans kids are actually facing a number of attacks, this sort of rhetoric is purely conservative, reactionary, and has to be challenged.
Absolutely. And would you be able to tell us a bit more about the upcoming protest? Because, there's also been kind of like police pushback as well. Would you be able to tell us a bit more about it?
Absolutely. So we have organised a protest, our campaign group's called Community Action Against for Rainbow Rights. And it's organised a protest for this Saturday, the 10th of October, 1 p.m. at Taylor Square in Sydney. Which is just up the top of Oxford Street. And this street and this site has been the site of many important milestones in LGBTI history in Australia. This is where the first protest of Mardi Gras defied the police and marched down Oxford Street in 1978. It's where we had our victory march after the Yes Vote for Marriage Equality in 2017. And it's where we're going to gather to destroy Mark Latham's bill, to stand up for transgender young people and to basically give everyone hope that these pathetic people are in the minority, but unfortunately they also are in positions of power, and it's going to be upon us to stand up and fight them. And in response to that, we have had some police pushback. Currently, police in New South Wales are cynically using the public health orders to ban protests and only protest. So whereas you can have thousands of people on the beach, now you can have 40,000 at a football stadium, but the police are attempting to maintain a ban on protests in New South Wales and could well take us to the Supreme Court over this. But the message is we're going to go ahead with this because saving young trans people's lives is a matter of health and safety. The protest is going to be COVID safe. We're going to be handing out rainbow masks for free to participants. And it's actually a crucial part of our democratic rights that when people like J.K. Rowling and Mark Latham use their power and platform to spew hatred against some of the most vulnerable people, that everyone else who opposes that is able to get up and fight. So that's this Saturday, 10th of October, 1 p.m. at Taylor Square.
Amazing. And we wholeheartedly support you and every trans person and the fight for the right to live freely and without persecution. April, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks very much, Ruby.
My pleasure.